shine, little Glover, glimmer, glimmer, leap.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears. My pleasure to be here with my favorite gardeners, Lance Lulu. How are you tonight?
Fabulous.
Yeah, good.
What's not to like? I mean, it's baking hot during the day and cold at night.
Yeah. Feels fabulous.
I know, you are right, darling.
The corn is really starting to grow.
There you go. Where corn grows, that's where we are, right here, coming at you.
Yeah, this is when the sunflowers and the corn start to race.
Yeah, I noticed that. Sunflowers are really going nuts. I'm going to give everybody the phone numbers. Last week we had some fabulous callers from all over the place. 527-486-8 1-866 KVNF now. We are live and Jeff is in the control room ready to take your call. And our worms are here too.
Eating peas.
Yeah, we've got something munching.
Fabulous.
I like this because this is sort of an example of what you guys talk about all the time. People's different gardens. We're munching on Lance's snow peas and sweet peas. Mm-hmm. And you just got yours planted.
Yeah, I just planted mine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So not too late.
Not too late. Mm-hmm. And I'll plant more in mid to late July for a fall crop.
Right. And, it, you know, if you have the good exposure like you do, you can do that. If I planted mine later, they don't get enough sun and it's game over.
Yeah, and I already know where they're going to go because that early bed, which will be out in 2 to 3 weeks, that's where they're going for the fall crop. Some of the fall crop stuff.
So there you go. You've got
organized.
The light.
I love that.
It's hard for me to map it all out. I just can't keep up. I really can't.
Amen. You know, I was going, okay, like I think I can fit the beets over there. And
Wait a minute.
Do they like peppers? Ah, yeah, sure. They like peppers, actually, you know. And so it was just hysterical. I was out there piddling around, but I got them all in this weekend.
You must have been a busy woman. Because
I put the hammer down.
Hammer down and everything's planted?
Yeah, well, I still have to put my arugula in, but that doesn't matter because it grows no matter what.
Yeah, some friends from Oregon and Washington, they gave me some Sylvette arugula for seed.
Yeah.
So if you want to try a new strain because it's been grown up there for seed, I can get you some. You like that?
I love the Sylvette, and I just let it come up everywhere, and every spring I have. It's one of the very first things I eat out of the garden.
Yeah.
It's got that spice to it, that bite to it.
Yeah, and that tenderness to it. Whereas my other arugula, which I saved the seeds from, is big. It's hardy, man. It's got body. And it's got power. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Arugula.
Yeah. You got to be careful when you eat it. It could turn into Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Superman.
Here to save the world. And that's what we're trying to do right now.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Right. And save us from ourselves. Give us a call down here at 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. We love it when you call us and talk to us.
We do. That's our favorite thing.
And but we can talk ourselves, too.
We'll do that till someone rings us up. You bet. Let's talk about the heat. And things wilting in the heat because, you know, we just...
It does that. Mm-hmm.
It does that. And they're supposed to be wilted in the heat of the day. That's what plants do to protect themselves from growing too fast with all that heat or sucking up too much water.
Right.
It's natural for plants to be wilted in the middle of the day. Now, when it starts to cool off or the next morning they're still wilted...
Then you got a problem.
Then you need to water. But they'll most likely be standing up.
Right.
Right.
That's pretty natural to feel wilted in the heat
in
the of the day.
Yeah. We you know, we all feel wilted in the heat of the day.
Right. And if you want to, you can always use shade cloth and things like that to cover them up. I'll give them a little shade.
Yeah. Give them some shade and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't water until the cool of the day, either that evening or the next morning. The watering in the middle of the day when it's wilted is not really the problem.
No. Mm-hmm. No, but like yesterday, I'm so excited that the water has been staying on. I've been running my sprinklers to kind of catch up.
Uh-huh.
And I ran them through yesterday. And, for as hot as it was yesterday, you could still the temperature difference between the shade and the sun was astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you could just cool right, you know, go sit in the shade for a minute with an iced tea or something.
Yeah, yeah, total relief.
Chill out, yeah. So I left the sprinklers. I let them go.
Uh-huh.
And there's so much shade anyway in my yard.
Yeah, so. I've watered. If I get behind in the watering, I'll water all day long.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But if I have to, I will.
Yeah. My favorite time to water is at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the evening, you
right.
know, to go out and cool everything down in the evening and give them a nice drink of water. You know what I noticed already, too, in my sweet peas, when you're just watering them to germinate, you just do a little on top, right? Well, I had to give them a good soak and get down because they were you know, wet 2 inches down and dry as a bone below that.
Right.
Not doing so great. So we fixed them up.
Glad to hear your water's working for you. That
sort of got
you on the right track.
But that just triggered that I mentioned to you about cooling. And one of the things that I do this time of year when I'm hand watering is I will actually just sprinkle the peas and the lettuce greens, those kind of things, to keep them cool. And like when I go home this evening, even though I'm not really watering them, I'm just cooling them down.
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like house plants. Yeah, yeah, house plants really like to be misted.
Yeah, so that's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the days that I'm home all day, I'll do it about 10 or 11, and then I'll do it at about 4. You know, I'm not home. I'm working today, so I won't do it till I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It keeps the dust off of them.
Yeah, they're just happy.
Yeah.
You know, it just
Who doesn't want a nice little shower and a nap?
Yeah.
Or nap in a shower.
Right on.
So don't freak out if it's wilting. And if you have to water, you do. But it's better to water when it's cool.
Cooler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. We talked about garlic last week, and it kind of coming on early. And you're on your last watering of garlic?
I'm almost finished watering the garlic for the last time. And I'm actually going to harvest the German porcelain this weekend. And the Interlium's going to be right behind it.
Oh, huh.
And then I have a Turkish giant red, and that'll be right behind that.
Wow.
And then there's the spring garlic, which will be behind that. So for the next 2 weeks, I'll be harvesting garlic.
Wow.
Different varieties. And it's funny, I have Interlium in one spot, Interlium in another spot.
And it's different. Yep. See.
And the stuff in that bed over there that's just not row, but just it's a bed, that's like a week or so behind the one that was row irrigated.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
I you know.
Right. Go figure.
Yeah.
If there
are another sides of the garden.
Yeah.
So,
but you just, you can't ever figure it all out.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't.
Right.
You know,
they're technically 100 feet apart.
Yeah, so you just got to, you know, you just go, oh, okay, you know, and don't worry about it.
This is what it is.
This is what you're getting. Yeah, so if your garlic isn't ripening at the speed of light, you know, don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what happens if you don't harvest it?
Oh, if it stays in the ground, don't harvest it on time. Well, I've mentioned 4 leaves, the 4th leaf up. When that's dry, you should harvest it. And that's a general thing. If you really get into it, there's some other stuff going on per variety. But if you don't harvest it, what happens is that bulb splits apart in the ground. So say you went to dig it up, it's split. It's still perfectly edible, but it's not storable.
Right.
So you want to plant, it's better to harvest a little early than late. But if you don't harvest it, it's going to just stay there. It's going to, next year it'll be a bunch of garlic.
Yeah.
And what it'll be good for is garlic greens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
sure.
you won't get
nice bulbs.
Nice bulbs.
No, but that's where I get all my garlic greens because mine are all doing that.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah. And I just picked a whole bunch, or Doug shoveled up a bunch this week, and they were already starting to form little teeny tiny garlics, you know, got globes.
Yeah.
And they're still fabulous, but you have to go through a little more preparation because they're starting to make their skin, and you have to, you know, kind of get that off. And it's, you know, it's micro peeling. It's so fine and so thin, but it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, that German porcelain is at the garlic that has just 4 or 5 large cloves. There's no middle stuff. They're really good for roasting. Mm. They're really and they're big. They're good size. And also with when you first harvest garlic and you go to peel it, you don't realize that there's still a husk on there. It just mm-hmm. hasn't cured out and dried out.
Right.
That this time of year, or you know, in wintertime when you're peeling garlic, there's a skin on the clove. Well, this time of year, you can't see it. It's there, but it just hasn't dried out. And so there's this extra layer that's, oops, I gotta peel that off. You'll see it once
you'll
you
feel
start
it too.
Yeah,
right.
Once you start cutting it.
Once you try to eat it, you'll realize.
You'll know it's there.
Yeah, you'll realize you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it, sucker. Get over that and get it off.
Yeah.
But it's okay, you know. And so, yeah, I was wondering that. I was thinking, you know, so you would just have all these individual cloves if you left it in the ground too long. Well, see, that might not be too bad either.
No, and if you like garlic greens in the spring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way you have your garden, Lulu, it could just turn for greens next year. And then the year after that, it's something different kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I had years ago planted garlic around my fruit trees for bug control.
Oh, yeah.
And all that garlic now is what you're talking about. And it actually comes, when it dies off, it'll die off in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then it actually starts coming back up in September, October.
Yeah.
Well, you got garlic greens again.
Yeah.
Right.
Woo-hoo!
Right. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So you actually can get two crops off of it.
Yeah. So sometimes letting it go.
Here and there.
Is a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything is a good thing. I swear. Just, you know, you got a choice. You can figure out how to take advantage of it, or you can, you know, moan and groan. Eh, well, I might as well take advantage. Figure it out.
Take advantage. It's food in the ground.
Right. Yeah. Every time you do something, there's going to be reactions, and it's just up to you to figure out how to make it work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. How's it working for you? 527-486-8866 KVNF now. You guys were chatting about compost before the show, and I love that topic. So let's talk about that. You have a recipe, Lulu, that you've
put
together.
Right. So, you know, I'm always, my soil is, it's just the clay nation out there. And so I found this potting soil that I really like, but it's too fluffy for me. It doesn't have any of the little vermiculites or what's that other, perlite or whatever in it. It's just peat moss and, you know, a mix. And it's delightful. It's got worm casting. I really like it. Mm-hmm. It's soft. I love it.
Uh-huh.
But it was too, I really love it mixed with my compost. And so I mixed the two things together. And I'm delighted. It's so fabulous.
Nice, huh?
Oh, my gosh. The texture is just wonderful.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
And see it, probably.
And see it. Yeah. The texture is just wonderful. And I'm going to make up a big wheelbarrow of it. And that's what I'm going to shove down all the cracks when I see the cracks. That's where it's going.
That crack strategy.
Crack strategy is going to work this year.
Right.
Right.
Oh, and you're dressing your beds with it, or how do you use your
compost? This year, because I had so much trouble with the manging last year of the squash and everything, this year I've left all the beds naked for now. And I'll weed them, and then after everything comes up, I'll weed them, and then I'll put my mulch down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good idea.
And you know, maybe put a little sluggo under the mulch and around the mulch because I just had this amazing, there's still manging going on, but I think it's just roly-polies and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sow bugs and stuff.
You are ready to roll.
Yeah.
New
right?
recipe in hand.
Right? I'm so on it that something's about to go wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the crack report.
Yeah, I can't
wait. So
I'm
excited about
too.
That.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I have about compost right now is that when you put leaves, dry leaves and or straw, they're really hard. Their surface doesn't absorb water.
Mm.
And it's really hard. And I've turned this one compost pile 3 times, and it still isn't, the leaves still aren't quite moist enough. They'll eventually break down.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, normally after 2 turnings, I don't have to water it anymore. I'm going to have to water it another time.
Right. Mm. I got my compost pile back in the chicken yard saturated.
Oh, good.
Absolutely good. Saturated. And I think all the worms just went, weep, weep, take her down, take her down, you know. Yes. They all went to the bottom, which is great because the chickens can't get at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I got in there and I got some compost out, and it's just, it's very soggy right now because I got it so wet, but it's hot
going.
Again.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Fabulous.
You are cooking, lady.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff happened over the last week, huh?
Well, yeah, because the water has stayed on for, I don't even want to talk about it.
Right, I'm glad.
Yeah, and so it's condensed everything into you got to get it done right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Because I stalled out because I didn't have water.
Rock and roll now, huh?
Rocking and rolling.
527-486-8166, KVNF now. You do want to ask these experts a question tonight.
Or not. You can just listen to us talk. You want to hear us eat a pea? Watch. Fabulous.
Quite delicious. Very moist.
Yeah, they're so good.
Moist yet
crisp. I really like snow peas. I really like the way they cook up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm harvesting a lot. What are you harvesting?
What am I harvesting? Lettuce, the last of the spinach, Swiss chard, kale, peas. I really shouldn't say that, carrots.
You didn't want to say that out loud?
No.
The carrots are just starting. And
oh, my gosh, there's people knocking down the door already.
I know.
I'm trying to think of what else is out there. Right now, I can't think. Mm-hmm. Those are the main things.
You're just
greens.
Busy.
Greens, yep.
Yeah. Mainly greens.
Yeah.
You know, but I still have potatoes and onions and garlic from last year.
In storage?
Yeah.
Or, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have so much in my freezer that I don't, you know, I thought this could be the year that I really just don't do anything.
Yeah.
I could just go to the pool every day or something, you know.
Yeah.
But no. The usual. I've already froze. I've frozen. I think I'm up to 9 bags of lamb's quarter.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And 4 cups cooked down in each bag. So that's a lot.
Of
lamb's quarter, and I'm done with that now. And anything that's out there, I'll monitor to keep the leaf miners out.
Mm-hmm.
But let it all go and see where it decides to come up next year.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, I have cilantro and green onions. Those are the other
things.
That's
what you're harvesting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I have parsley. My parsley is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have all the, I told you, it kind of went back to being flat leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cut it down and I hung it like I do any other herb. You know, I just tied bunches of it up.
Mm-hmm.
I harvested all my nettles, grabbed those, and they're all dried and put in the jars and everything. So I have plenty of room on my big rack, and I just
see what happens.
But I want to know why the flat parsley didn't stay as green after I dried it.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I've not dried parsley.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Dave from Delta on the line with a question. Hi, Dave.
Might be pretty dumb, but can you eat the carrot greens?
Yes, the younger the better. I think if you eat actually the greens are actually more nutritious than the root.
Wow.
And stuff, but got to be careful of eating too much. But enjoy them, you know, put them in salads.
Yeah,
poisonous if you eat too much.
It's just like anything. If you get too much of it, like spinach, everybody thinks great. But if you eat a tremendous amount of it, it has a lot of oxalic acid. Same with Swiss chard. So that's all. You just have to not overdo it. Enjoy it. And
I've thrown miles of it away. Thanks.
Yeah.
Happy carrot top eating.
Right. No, nothing is dumb. Think about how many people out there were wondering stuff.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You can put it in green drink, too.
You can. I was just going to say, it makes a great juice.
Yeah.
If
you have a juicer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it has the oxalic acid, but it also has, there's some other quality that it has, and I can't remember what it is, but it's really good for you.
Yeah.
Makes you talk like Bugs Bunny.
Wait, what's up, Doc?
No. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, 527-486-8186, KVNF now. I wanted to talk a little bit about weeding because everything's so busy right now. When should you pull a weed? When you first see it? When it gets a little bit bigger? I mean...
Yeah. If it's just one little seedling I see, I might. Mm-hmm. But I like to wait till they get a little bit bigger so I can grab onto them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it just depends on how you're going to weed.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to pull them out by hand or are you going to hoe them?
Yeah, hoeing, mm-hmm. you're just going to get everything. It's not a big deal.
It's not mm-hmm. a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, when I do this first weeding and thinning of the carrot beds, I'm getting every last little thing. And I mentioned earlier the thistle. This particular bed, I topped it off with a compost that I made with cow manure. It's the first time I've ever gotten manure from this place. And I was trying to figure out, where did this thistle come from? And I finally mm-hmm. figured out what they were because they were that gray-green and they had these little spines
little
on them.
Little spinies.
And it's like, oh, now I know what this is. And then it took me a while to realize, oh, this is the compost that the cow manure came. You know.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm.
and they didn't cook out. That's interesting.
Yeah. And there's lots of them.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oy. They didn't cook out at all.
Right.
So, in other words, what we're saying is the compost didn't get hot enough and for these seeds to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
Some probably got killed.
Yeah.
But not all.
Not all. Huh.
That thistle is tough stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, you try to get them at a manageable size and These won't go too far.
Right. Whatever it's going to work for you. For me, my gardens are small. Uh-huh. So I just pick them out. You know, I wait until, like you say, they're big enough to identify because it's always fun to know who you're getting after.
Right.
You know.
And they make mm-hmm. great compost.
Yeah. And you just pick them out. I never even have enough to put in the compost. Mm-hmm. They just go right back on the dirt.
Right. Or you can lay them down as a mulch.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're never that much or that big or anything, so I just pack them right. They're tiny.
Right. Mm-hmm. Get them while they're tiny.
Yeah, and especially if you have any bindweed, if you get it when it's tiny, you get it. You win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do. It kind of changes its whole structure.
Yeah.
If you keep on top of it. Yeah.
You win. Ha-ha.
Like those I've mentioned in the past, those big long rows that I have of the dry beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hoed them once, I'll hoe them one more time in about 2 weeks because they grow so fast that they shade the ground.
They shade it out.
And I don't have any, maybe a bindweed might come up. I don't have much bindweed anyways, but I don't have to weed them anymore.
They're
done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got it in some places, but it sometimes it thinks it's going to get ahead of that vinca.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Dream on, you know.
Go, I mean, Vinca.
And it shows up, and it, you know, it sometimes, but it don't let it flower. Whatever you do, don't let it flower.
Because then it's just seed.
Yeah, because then you're really, you know, then you got tons of little ones everywhere.
Yeah, that's what, 7 more years of weeding?
About that.
That's what they say. You know, 1 year.
Persistent weeding, yeah. Oh, well.
Keep on it.
Yeah. Yep. Or just bury it, you know. I used to work for Sally Cole in the other valley, and she used to say, oh, bindweed, I just ignore it. And she did, and her gardens were extraordinary.
Yeah, it's not an issue for me. It's there, and I pull it, but I just live with it. Yeah.
Right.
It's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see it, like, just driving down the road, you'll see a tree where it's just been let go, and it's just strangling the tree, and
it's
you just want to get out and... Save the
tree will win. The tree will probably win unless it's really little.
Yeah.
But I love the way it goes on all the sides of the road. Where was I going? Oh, I went down to Montrose and it was all down. That's Highway 50, right?
Yeah.
All the way down, it was just this pink and
white.
All over this. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And
it keeps the dust down.
I mean, hey, you know? I think that's how it came to be is use in highway. You know, the sides of highways for holding it together.
But it's just an indicator of compacted soils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's
hard pan soils.
It's everywhere.
And wherever you disturb soils, these kind of plants grow because their nature is to heal the earth. And they're fast growth so that they cover the ground and it stops erosion. And mm-hmm. and it also provides a seed bed in the years to come. Yep. It will take 50 to 100 years in our climate for mm-hmm. the natural stuff to come back. But that's really what these guys
but
are doing.
But that's what it does. Yeah, they're yeah. pioneer. They're little pioneer mm-hmm. plants and getting stuff ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's... it's amazing. I mean, it's hard to really get too upset about them
yeah.
because
yeah.
they're there with a purpose and mm-hmm. a goal and a quest.
Yeah, and they're deep-rooted, and they're bringing up all those nutrients and mm-hmm. up on top of the ground.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm on my seventh year, but I'm feeling a little bit better about buying weed and heal the earth. Now I'm
yeah,
pretty happy to see it.
Well,
yeah, I'd like to just since we're on, just the mm-hmm. thing on cabbage.
Yes, cabbage.
Cabbage. Oh. This is the time you plant cabbage for a fall crop. You're right around now. And what I seed it right into the ground, so mine's actually in the beds coming up that way. But you can start them in pots just like they do for the spring planting and plant them out in 2 or 3 weeks. But this is the time, and I've got 2 types of reds and 2 types of greens. You know, one of the reds is brand new seed. The other that I've found, and it's a red storage cabbage, and the other one, is, the other three, well, Mammoth Red Rock, Danish Ballhead, and Late Flat Dutch, and that's all seed that I've grown out.
Nice.
So
important to seed save.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very important to seed save.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Lula.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't grow cabbage because it takes up so much space.
It does. In your small garden, it's...
Yeah, and it you can always get organic, and it's, mm-hmm. you know...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like broccoli. I wondered why I planted broccoli this year again, but it's thriving.
Nice to hear.
Yeah, nice to hear. It's thriving. And but I thought, you know, really, in real life, because it's one of those crops that California and Arizona and those places that don't get too cold in the winter can grow all winter long, mm-hmm. along with the cabbages. So it's always readily available. It's not expensive. You know,
yeah.
it's
just fun to grow,
but
maybe.
It's just hmm? Fun.
Uh-huh. It is yeah, pretty fun to grow broccoli.
Really, yeah.
It's pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, I want to remind everybody that we've got some fabulous artwork hanging here at the KVNF studios. Lance's neighbor, Susie Smith, took all kinds of pictures of the garden up there.
They're really beautiful, too.
They're gorgeous. Yeah, yeah, all kinds of things going on. Pictures of plants going to seed and different stages. And,
yeah, mm-hmm. and me drinking out of the hose, you know, mm-hmm. tools.
yeah.
And you're going to be here on Friday at the studios for the final Friday art walk here in Paonia, mm-hmm. signing autographs.
yeah. There you go. Yeah.
The first 100 people get a free carrot. Uh-oh, I didn't say that.
No.
No.
yeah. But that'll be fun. Friday night, that's this, or next Friday night,
yeah, the
30th.
The yeah, mm-hmm. 30th.
But you can stop by the studio anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and take a look at those pictures. And we're going to get back to the gardens, maybe do some evening watering, and we'll be back next week for another edition of As the Worm Turns. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
It's good One night. Woman's Perspective coming up next.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Equipped with taillight neon, you've got a cute fast pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, low, little low and low.